It's time to measure. Because you know what? Measuring is really exciting. No, not really exciting. Sometimes measuring can be. Sometimes people think, oh my goodness, this is boring. But what we track, we attract. And so let's make it interesting. What are things we could measure? 525,600 minutes. How do you measure? Measure a year. Let's measure in love. Because we can. Here's the thing. Measuring can be such a great thing when you're lit up by what you're measuring. It's your company. It's your business. It's your mission. You get to choose what we're measuring. Are you actually measuring love? Because why not? What if in our families, we measured our value by how many hugs and kisses we get from our kids? What if in your business, you measure engagement with your community? In Facebook, we already have micro engagements, smiles, hearts, thumbs up, teary eyes, sad. Those are ways that you could possibly measure what's going on inside your community. But if it's an in-person community, maybe it's introductions, new people meet new people, or it could be compliments, lifting each other up. In our community, we have love lifts. Love lifts us up where we belong. What if we're tracking everybody supporting each other? Now that's a fun measurement. Measuring collaboration, measuring connection, measuring all of the fabulous things that we can do inside our community. When we have our measurements, what are we actually measuring? We're measuring outcomes. We're measuring those highest ways of being, the takeaways, the things that we want to gift our community. So what are those gifts that you want to measure? What are those specific things that you would like to see them walk away with? If you want to have them walk away with confidence, how do you measure their confidence? What could be something that you could do? Maybe it's sometimes somebody new speaks up for the first time. Maybe when you're in a live event, it's how many people raise their hands. There are so many different ways that you can measure and have it be a reflection of what's important to you. Our measurements have meanings, but it's the meanings that we give them that is really important. It's the meanings that we say are important to us. Let's talk about our profits. Money could be our friend. How would you measure hanging out with your best friend, money? Right? Is it how often she comes over, how often she comes into your bank account, or how long she stays? Could it be that she's growing, that she's having the opportunity to become bigger and better? Are you tracking your expenses? Right? That's something to look at. But what if the profits aren't just a measure of the energy exchange of money? What if the profits are a measure of how well you're getting your mission out there? What if it's a measurement of how much love is being spread in the world? I want to spread millions and millions of ounces of energy, of beams of love out there. Can I measure beams of love? Pachoo, 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 maybe. But what if that's what my profits are measuring? What if the more my profits rise, the more those beams of love are getting out there in the universe? That's what I want to see. What if you're helping people be more healthy? What if your profits are a measure of how many vegetables people are eating? Wouldn't that be cool? How much the nutrients are enlivening their bodies? Measurements can be fun. Measurements can be the meanings that we give them. So have some fun. Jot down. Let your ideas spark. What are the outcomes that you want to measure? What are the outcomes you want to measure inside the community you're leading? What are some of the outcomes that could be a reflection of your profits and your numbers? Is it how well people relate to you? When you talk about conversion rates and sales, if you have a high conversion rate, it could be because people really trust you. Maybe you're measuring the level of trust between you and your clients. It could be anything. Make it fun. Even in my company, my husband wants to fire me. And it's something about the fact that I keep messing up his set by putting my coffee here and leaving my sweater over here. Oops, He makes it look so beautiful and I keep messing it up, but it's fun. So we're gonna measure the snark. We're gonna remove the coffee before he makes me, before I make him crazy. I'm gonna take the sweater off the set and just keep my legs warm. But what we're doing here is having fun. How do you measure fun in your company? One of my team members recently renamed our messaging app. And you know what he did? He did it while singing. Okay, we need to be measuring how many times somebody in my company busts out into song in full self-expression, or whatever their full self-expression looks like. And what if the more they step more powerfully into who they are, our company grows? That's what I believe. I believe these are the things to measure. These are the things that can light us up. When you create roles and identities for your team, actions for them to take, you wanna have inspiring outcomes that they are measuring. Whether it's something that they choose or something you choose together, having outcomes be measured is great, right? If you're in program delivery, for example, you might measure when things don't go wrong, because oftentimes all you ever hear from people is when, hey, this link's not working, and oh my goodness, I can't get this PDF to work, and all of those fabulous things. Maybe you measure the decrease, but have some fun in the ways that you measure. This is your opportunity to create what are the things from my seven essences and my ways of being down, how do we measure the things that light us up? There are many different ways that you can measure all of the different aspects of who you are and what you hold to be important. How many times are you getting out there and living with your passions, right? Once a week, country line dancing. It could be a measure. Have some fun here. Let's make measuring fun. How are you measuring your values living in the world? If you're adventurous, are you measuring how many times you go on a GPS adventure and do something out of the box? Are you measuring some of the other things like your skills and talents? Maybe you have a session and somebody says, oh, that was fabulous. Oh my goodness, you made such a difference in my life. Are you measuring how often you're on fire and passionate and living your passion, how it exists in the world? You want to make sure you're measuring how all of the things that make you your best self are living in the world. Are you measuring getting in action that we talked about earlier, all those buckets that are supporting those highest ways of being? Are you measuring that you're getting them done? Are you giving yourself a gold star? It might be really fun to bring back the gold stars from school. That could be a fun way to measure. How can you bring fun to measuring things in your life? Measure the things that are important. Measure them well. And of course, we want to measure that our mission is getting out there. We want to measure that the message is reaching people. What are different possible ways that you could measure this mission in the world? Are you creating good deeds? You could count good deeds. Are you helping the world be healthier, right? You could look at global rates for diabetes going down. Anything. There are so many possible fun ways to measure your mission and measure how you're living it. Don't forget, you are the space of your mission, and your highest love self, those seven essences, are the fuel to the flames of your mission. Remember to measure that they live in existence in the world. Thank you so much for joining and deciphering the code of self-mastery. I hope you've enjoyed this part of Module 1 and getting to know our helix of self-mastery. I look forward to seeing you in Module 2 for growing an engaged community. Because now that we know who we are, now we can expand and create a large community to get our mission out there. See you in the next one.